American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you for the next 2 hours on this 22nd day of June 2005. For the next 2 hours live right out of here. And here is where? That's right, the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in beautiful, almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. and many different ways in which to hear this broadcast, AM and FM stations, shortwave, internet, satellite. I'm all over the place. But today we're not going to be all over the place because I have Eric Schein coming up. And it just gets curiouser and curiouser with Mr. Schein. Before we get into that, I just wanted to take a minute without commercial interruption, or live read, as they call it on radio, for a special that we're running at the network. Two things here, folks. We're doing a pledge drive. We need to scare up $25,000, and we're about $6,000 short. Oh, that's right. People are not responding. Well, there's a lot of you folks out there that have never contributed to this network, so ante up one time. We're putting together programs. They're coming along, progressing nicely. We won't have to ask the listening audience for money. I guarantee you PBS next year will be hammering it because the government just cut their funding by 25%. So you're going to see these real interesting, best of the best programs, but you'll have those marathon pledge drive interruptions. I don't want to do that. My idea about this is that you folks out there need the money, but we also need a little bit of your help from time to time in order to keep this information on board. And if we're all doing our job, we're bringing more people on board to feed them more information. The thing grows and grows exponentially. And we have less and less problems here in this country because more people will be informed. So keep that in mind. One other thing I wanted to mention here. You can call, by the way, at 800-724-2719 or go to RBN Live. Go to the site map. Hit the appropriate button. You can make a donation by PayPal, a one-time deal, or you can do a regular credit card deduction. And you can do this in any amount that you wish, ladies and gentlemen. One-time shot. There's the other button there. How generous are you feeling today? How badly do you want to hold on to your republic? How badly do you want to hold on to it for your children and their children's children's children's? You know, folks, eternity is forever. And I hope we don't end up in a place where we're constantly reminded of the job that we did not do while here on earth. I think they may call that hell. Okay, so at any rate, 800-724-2719. And also the Berkey, we have specials on Berkeys. Folks, great prices on these things. Go to the website, RBN Live, top right of the page. We got units that normally sell for $450. We're blowing these things out for like, $375. 6 1/4 gallon capacity will do up to, I think, if I'm not mistaken, up to 120 gallons a day. Plenty of water. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of the special. Eric Schein, we'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Coming up this Sunday, June 26th, Robbie Noel had to leave on emergency to Phoenix, Texas. My estimation, living in Phoenix is an emergency situation to begin with. There must be a lot of Christians down there because, I tell you what, they're converting because they're finding out how hot hell can be right here on Earth. But at any rate, he had to take off. And I will be filling in for him on June 26th down at the China Emperor Four Corners. That's down at William Cannon at South Congress in Austin. They have a buffet down there, $7.99. It's good food, good accommodations. The people are really swell down there. When was the last time you heard that? Swell. They are good people down there. And it's going to be a little different format. You know, it's going to be more or less of an open discussion. I want to hear people's feedback, what they're seeing that works, what doesn't. Of course, I'll give my cursory remarks and comments. But that'll be this Sunday, June 26th, at the China Emperor, Four Corners, 111 West William Cannon at South Congress in Austin, Texas. And that's sponsored by the Truth Seekers, because we care and comfort in knowing. A lot of stuff is going on. I'm hearing a lot of different things from a lot of different folks. So we invite everybody to show up down there. And it's going to be a good time. So come on down. Save cooking in the kitchen. This will be from 5 to 8 p.m. and open discussion, more of an open discussion format, things that don't necessarily have to be on the air, and things that, well, amongst us patriots, that needs to be talked about. So I'm looking forward to that. At any rate, I have Eric Schein with me today. Eric Schein, privatization or incorporating federal government torture? Well, Eric Schein got his congressional and presidential appointment and commission to serve as an officer in the Federal Service of the United States Merchant Marine. Now, this, as I said, this honor was conferred on Mr. Schein in 1991 by none other than the Vice President of the United States, Dan Quayle. And that's only because George couldn't make it, Daddy Bush. And he graduated at the Kings Point Merchant, United States Merchant Marine Academy, Kings Point, New York, on Long Island. And there's only a couple other academies in the United States, folks. So this is no small honor. He looked rather spiffy, by the way, in his dress whites. And what was he doing? Well, he was in the service. He loves his country. He was pointing out some problems here. One of the problems, he was blowing the whistle. Okay, that's what he was doing. He was talking about federal service that's being kind of farmed out, sold to the Chinese. Its own federal officers tortured under a complex program of subterfuge. Corporations or shipping companies are actually valid U.S. federal agencies could skim funds off the top to fund political careers of many politicians. You know, so there's a lot of stuff going on. And right now, Mr. Schein is facing retaliatory prosecution more from the United States of America. Well, who jumped on this deal? You want to be a federal whistleblower? It's Homeland Security. Not that they're trying to keep us secure. They're trying to keep their own garbage secure so it doesn't leak out to the public. Well, the United States Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Transportation, the U.S. Coast Guard, and other federal agencies got down on this guy for blowing the whistle on matters affecting civil defense and national security. You think that they would that would be their priority. But no, they go after somebody that is exposing the corruption and the things that are going on. They went as far as to give him, they gave him BOLO status, folks. And if you don't know what that is, remember the old movies? Car 54, be on the lookout. Well, BOLO is be on the lookout. And he got his own Department of Homeland Security poster and a warning. And they stated that Mr. Schein may be dangerous. Now, they only did this for further retaliation. And he's actually been prosecuted for being depressed. Now, worse, being pulled from civil court and actually prosecuted for his formal civil complaints, his union grievances, and even hit for his whistleblower complaint letters to Congressman Duncan Hunter, to Secretary of Transportation Norma Mineta, and to former U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Loy. Now, the BOLO was posted against Mr. Schein in response to his efforts to exercise constitutional rights and also report upon enormous corruptions in the United States merchant marine and maritime industry and more. Most people think of it as their tax dollars being wasted, being thrown around, being skimmed. Now, Mr. Schein has been charged with being depressed. Remember the stories that we would tell you on the air, folks, when average Joe citizen goes into a court, tries to stand on his constitutional rights. The judge will admonish him. If you continue, I'm going to find you in contempt. They put you in the cooler for 24 hours, bring you back. If you insist on standing on your constitutional rights, well, then you must be some kind of mental defective, and a lot of times a judge will order psychiatric evaluation. That's right. For standing on your constitutional rights. Now, one of Mr. Schein's chief complaints is outsourcing of federal officer positions and federal outposts or floating U.S. embassies to the Chinese and other at the expense to enormous public trust. Now, Senator Feinstein, through Guillermo Gonzalez, now unsure if there is any relation to Alberto Gonzalez or not, we're not sure, They turned Mr. Shine over to Porter Goss of the CIA through a Miss Nicole Nason, who counted Porter Goss as being her mentor. Now, being clinically depressed, folks, that's right. Mr. Shine, Eric.
Yes, I'm here.
Are you some kind of nut? What's wrong with you, wanting to stand up for your country and you want to see crime and corruption and all sorts of these things go away? I mean, you made the Homeland Security mad at you. You must be some kind of wing nut.
Yeah, right. At least in their own mind.
What? Is there anything I left out of this?
There's plenty. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much has happened in the last 4 or 5 years, but what they're doing, they're using all executive, administrative departments and agencies under authority of the president to counterattack and injure not only civilians through IRS and bankruptcy and everything else, but even through Department of Homeland Security, U.S. Coast Guard, DOT, programs like the Merit Systems Protection Board and others to deny people their not only civil and contractual, but more importantly, constitutional rights. And constitutional rights are, in effect, as are all the other laws, human rights. And our own country has been injuring the human rights of our own citizens and federal officers for some time now, but it has reached such a level as to be, you know, unimaginable in our country. I mean, we're more akin to, and I hate to say it because people will jump on me for this, but some form of fascist state akin to Italy under Mussolini or Germany under Hitler or Russia under Stalin.
Oh, no, you might get heat if you say that that we have a mix of fascism, socialism, communism, imperialism, and all these isms in this country, but I don't hear any isms in republic.
Yeah, well, isn't it kind of, we are the melting pot.
Well, yeah, but too many of these ideologies doesn't quite square with the form of government we have. Because you see, Mr. Shine, the type of government that we had was designed to keep government straight, was to keep government honest, and to set an example, their own exemplary standards, as to be a shining beacon to anybody else, either in the corporate world, doing business in this country, or the common citizen that we elected our leaders, and they did the job that they were elected to do, and they did it honestly. Well, I cannot think of any more corrupt. I mean, we might as well be in some backwater third world nation right now. We might as well be living under some drug cartel in some backwood country.
We are a banana republic now.
I mean, it's absolutely astounding. Now, let's stay on target here with what has been going on with you. Let's bring folks up to speed. Now, let me get this right. So you write a few letters. You start complaining that you're seeing corruption. What exactly did you see? And be specific about this.
Well, and coming out of the academy and even as a cadet or midshipman at the academy, which is akin to, like, you know, Naval Academy or West Point or whatever, there was a lot of problems because I actually sailed on these vessels with these shipping companies or federal employees or federal agencies as a cadet midshipman. And when I'm on board, I mean, the way they treated us, there was a lot of problems and things going on that needed to be addressed. When I became an officer, you would think that things might change and that was just, you know, quote unquote, the dues that you had to pay, you know, as part of your indoctrination. And as I go and become an officer the very first year, my union, which is a state and federal officers union, maritime officers union, was in the middle of investigations by the FBI and Department of Labor and others for labor racketeering and pension and trust fund theft. And these are not just like, you know, normal pension funds. These are federal trusts that are set up not only for our protection, but for the protection of, you know, the United States.
All right, we got to take a break here. Let's pick up the trust, and let's remember our train of thought here, because I want to go through this meticulously, and then we'll get on with the rest of the story here. And by the way, folks, That's right. Republic Broadcasting Network was mentioned in one of Mr. Shine's legal proceedings. We'll talk about that also. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanol, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbend Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbend Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbendPureSoap.com.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Renegades. People that go against the lemming flow. You know, little creatures that jump off cliffs into seas. Oh, yes. I like the renegades. Danny, I don't know. You know how many trees you have to cut down to give me all this paper? I've got so much information that's rolling in about you, Mr. Shine, that's been from Janine that has emailed this to just about. I'm sitting here, and it takes up an entire page of all the people that this has been sent to.
Okay, Janine's not sending this out. I'm actually borrowing somebody else's email. So.
Oh, okay. Well, this
not to get her in trouble.
Okay, this is well. There's how many Janines on the face of this planet? But at any rate, this story is going out far and wide. Now, as we said, and let me just do a little recap. You're hounded by Homeland Security because you're making serious inquiries and asking questions, and it brings the heat of the federal government down on you. Now,
actually, I've proven my case by what they've done to me. That, you know, our systems of due process as federal maritime officers and basically U.S. ambassadors for the United States are non-existent.
Now, let's get back for a moment here to the trust issue and all that. What are they milking out of these things?
Well, the United States Merchant Marine was set up as a public trust. I would say initially that it's an extension of the railroads, but it's not really. The railroads are more of an extension of, you know, our shipping industry. We've always been a maritime nation. This dates back to our constitution. We work on things that are called shipping articles. They're articles of agreement with the United States. They cover all aspects of shipboard life: security, our pay, our ability to complain, systems of due process, our food, everything akin to just like the military over in Iraq, where these shipping companies or federal agencies or federal employers or whatever you want to call them. American President Lines, Matson, Maersk, you can go down the whole list, Crowley and others, are paid under trusts, federal trusts, to provide for us on board, and this goes even into construction of the vessel, the staterooms, air conditioning, you know, everything. I mean, the safety requirements for the vessel, all of this has been upended by these issues of globalization and privatization, where they're taking these public trusts, which is a right-of-way, an international right-of-way, and an extension of our borders and carrying our Constitution and you know, form of democracy and our Bill of Rights to other countries on board with our U.S. ambassadors on board. Now that has all been upended, including the contracts, where 97% of all our cargo is carried on foreign flag vessels, you know, built, manned, and crewed, a large majority in China. So now we have their Chinese merchant marine or Chinese federal officers coming to our borders and to our ports, less than 1%, anywhere between 1% to 5%, depending on who you talk to and what time of the day it is, anywhere between 1% to 5% of the cargo is actually inspected. We're on board as not only the first line of defense in a foreign port, but oftentimes the last line of defense, even for issues of, you know, weapons of mass destruction. Even commandeering an oil tanker and running it aground and trying to wipe out, you know, West Coast economy and take down the stock market or anything else.
Yeah, you can shut it. Yeah. Do this at the mouth of one of the big ports on the southern coast of the United States. You'll shut that port down for days.
You'll destroy the world economy and put us into the dark ages overnight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, literally, if you have an Exxon Valdez type incident that happens in San Francisco or Los Angeles, traffic stops dead. You cannot get stuff in or out. You have to do a cleanup. And at that point, it's going to take, you know, months to get stuff back to normal or, you know, as close to normal as possible. This is the fifth largest economy in the world, let alone the largest in the nation. And at some point, if that happens, it's not a very good position for the United States to be in.
But they would be willing to run the risk of doing something like that happening rather than allowing the Merchant Marine to do the job that they were specified to do, and people like yourself that are standing up and going, wait a minute, that's our job description, that's what we're entrusted to do, and, you know, we may need a few more dollars here and there in the budget in which to accomplish this, or better supervisors, better chain of command in which to accomplish our job, but when you come out and you say that, look, you know, this is a real possibility. We're being kept from doing our job.
Right.
We've got corrupt individuals. Rather than people like Dianne Feinstein or Congressman Duncan Hunter or anybody else or Homeland Security or anybody else patting you on the head and going, you know what, good job, son. They are willing to take you to task and literally nail you.
Literally.
This is the most incredible thing, folks. This is displaying to you the corruption, and what we're really talking about is a corrupt government. All right, this can no better encapsulate this, and you're hearing from a personal account from the man that it's happening to, direct from Homeland Security. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hello, this is Christine with BringEmHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Bring Them Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Bring Them Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at bringemhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, the United States government, ladies and gentlemen, hoped to prove unspecific or unspecified or unknown, if not clearly improper specifications through the hearing process. And somehow, apparently, this judge, in excess, and we're talking about more than in excess of 15 or more federal justices, by the way, would not even read the specific charges into the record for Mr. Shine, and in fact told Mr. Shine that he should somehow know what he had done wrong. That's akin, folks, of you walking into court, say that the state just makes a blanket statement that you've done something really criminal and really bad and a felony of the first degree, and then you walk into court and they just tell you that, well, you should know what you've done wrong. We're not going to specify charges. You know, the prosecutor doesn't have to try this case. Well, you should know what you've done wrong. Come clean. Without specific charges being read. I mean, folks, this is a joke. Now, Eric, please continue. I don't want to interrupt you because you're following the timeline here. So please go ahead.
Isn't that Napoleonic law?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Which goes to empire?
I don't know exactly what I would call this. By any standard of one's imagination in this country, it is certainly not due process. It is a cover-up. It is complicit between politicians, the Merchant Marine, federal judges, and anybody else that they can get on board their corrupt little wheel. So I don't know what you would call this, but it sure ain't right.
Well, and that's why I go to the issues of fascism or corporatism, because it's a marriage between private institutions, law firms like Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher that represented George Bush against Al Gore in 2000. They're deeply involved in this. And numerous federal justices all the way up to the Ninth Circuit who have denied, you know, even pulled appeals off calendar, ruled on them summarily, and denied me the ability to be heard on appeal. And they're using every kind of administrative tactic and technique in the book akin to what's going on in Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, and using administrative renditions for federal officers within the court system to keep them there indefinitely, bounce them around and deny them their contractual or constitutional rights, but even basic human rights.
Well, and this is a good point, because people have got to understand that the reason Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and Homeland Security is not making a definitive statement on Guantanamo Bay is because these people are not accorded due process afforded at least the provisions under the Geneva Convention, because they're not prisoners of war. They are enemy combatants in the war on terrorism.
Can I say something in that regard?
Sure.
That's not. You know why they don't want to allow them into court or anything?
Well, because they couldn't prove any case against them.
They couldn't even bring charges. They don't have an act, some kind of act of terror or act of war or act of violence.
Well, okay. Well, let's.
Well, no, and that goes to my issue. They're supposed to, before they even get to incompetence or anything else that they're trying to like trump up and use to whitewash everything. There's supposed to be an act that is in violation of law, rule, or regulation.
And that was exactly my point. My point is, when you're involved in a war, you have two sides warring against each other, and who cares who they are, whether it's Iraq and the United States or whatever the case may be. Now, let's pick an example, World War II. The United States Marines are fighting the Nazi German troops here, and would you classify if Germany is fighting against the United States as acts of terrorism, or are these acts of war, which is pretty much spelled out and it's pretty well understood? You know, we've been warring with each other for many, many thousands of years.
Which needs to stop.
Well, of course it does, and it can, but that's not the point of the show. That's the point for another show. But the point I'm trying to make is you would not classify Germans or whatever the case it would be under terrorism, deny them due process if there were war crimes, hideous things going on. Well, yeah, there's special provisions there, but you couldn't blanketly charge these people with being terrorists.
But even then, if they killed a bunch of people and buried them or Auschwitz or whatever, at some point you want that out in the public domain so people can see it.
Absolutely.
Know our history and not allow it to be repeated, because there's people that were living down the street from these death camps that were making bread for the death camps and said, hey, not my problem.
Yeah.
And made money and survived off the back of all these people who were dying.
Well, and the victimization, the snake eats its own tail. I mean, people have been victimized by the powerful over the weak for as long as recorded history.
Right.
Okay, so needless to say, but my point, you would agree with my analogy here with Guantanamo Bay that they're enemy combatants and they don't fall under the Geneva Convention. They're not accorded those.
An enemy combatant is a soldier.
But not on the war on terrorism.
Well, exactly.
Well,
right, because then they'd have to actually go in and prove specific charges, a date, a time, a violation of international or, you know, specific law.
How many people have they plucked out of Guantanamo Bay, drug into court, and actually specified charges and charged somebody and found them guilty?
I think under actual court or these military tribunals.
Well, either or.
I think it's zero.
Exactly. Yeah. That's my point. And what this war on terrorism is all about, it's the suppression of people that aren't going along with the globalists, aren't going along and resisting their government because their government is doing something illegal, unconstitutional, or otherwise wrong. So you get a classification. And Danny Romero, would you do me a favor and bring in that those sheets that I gave you yesterday on the counterterrorism thing? I want to include this in this program so people start to get an idea. Look, we're not talking here just about people that wear towels on their heads or have been considered Al-Qaeda.
Or foreign nationals or can't speak English or can't defend themselves.
I'm sorry, you're a white guy. You're in the Merchant Marines. You're not a terrorist.
Congressionally,
but...
presidentially appointed federal officer.
Yeah.
You can go down the whole laundry list and stuff. I'm actually on special duty within the Merchant Marine to prevent the kind of things that I've actually reported. Labor racketeering, mafia influence, you know, the issues of these containers going through, which is a huge opportunity for the mob and other criminal organizations.
Oh, sure.
Which is going on right and left.
And I'm sure the CIA doesn't have enough planes in the air to ship their drugs into the West Coast. So,
yeah, that's why. Exactly.
But, see, you would be the kind of guy. And, I mean, Eric, you're not a player. You would be the kind of guy if you discovered a shipboard container someplace that was full of drugs and it was the CIA. You would want to tell the entire planet. And they can't have these sorts of things.
Right. They're trying to dumb down all federal services. They're trying to outsource all federal services. Even now, there's 1.8 million federal positions that are up for grabs by private institutions because of Bush.
Well, he's just trying to save the taxpayers' money. And isn't it the complaint of people here in this country that the government is just full of waste and bureaucracy and all that? So why not? Let's just go out and privatize these things. They can do a much better job in the private sector.
Yeah, but see, when you understand that something's in a public trust, it's at cost, you know, suppose like even the Postal Service or anyone else, they're supposed to be at cost, and in that cost is supposed to be improvements to the system, like these issues that came up with the Postal Service with anthrax and all that. It should have been handled a long time ago. That was just a power grab to go after the absentee ballot so they could reroute and play games there prior to the election, and nobody's really, you know, keyed in on that. There's all kinds of other stuff that's going on that people really don't understand. Social Security, if you think about it, it's not just an issue of privatization. There's other issues that are tangential to it that are even more important than Social Security itself, because if they allow this to go on like Bush wants to do, it allows the government to pass laws to allow private institutions, private corporations to tax you.
Let me tell you, Eric, this thing that, and by the way, folks, when you're listening to me describe this, this was before September 11, 2001. There was a joint task force by this whacked out sheriff in Maricopa County, Al Pyle, I think his name is. This guy, he is so far out of constitutional bounds, but he makes such a good case. I mean, the guy is a snake oil salesman, but he just happens to be wearing a badge, and he does things to make people think that he's reducing crime, but he's violating procedure, due process, all this stuff. But it's in the name of fighting crime, and he convinces a bunch of people that this is a good thing. So what did the FBI do? Well, the FBI spotted this guy and said, well, I think we're going to do a joint terrorism task force with the sheriff at Maricopa County. Now, keep in mind, this is before September 11, 2001, and the FBI, the venerable FBI, teamed up with this guy, and they say that the FBI's joint terrorism task force is attempting to identify criminal activities with domestic terrorists. Notice the timeline that I'm talking about here, prior to September 11. They say in this trifold report here, that was basically passed out to law enforcement and only to law enforcement. In this regard, it goes on to say, the purpose of this information sheet is to assist uniformed patrol officers in identifying potential domestic terrorism. And they go on to say that domestic terrorism is defined as groups or individuals operating entirely inside the U.S. attempting to influence the U.S. government or population to affect political or social change by engaging in criminal activity. Now, let me back up here. One second. The provisions of Homeland Security, it doesn't say, it just says anybody attempting to influence their government, doesn't say through criminal activity, but tries to affect the political or social change by engaging your congressmen or senators, you may be a terrorist. Now, what they had on this trifold pamphlet They identify groups, and of course they got to throw the skinheads in there, the neo-Nazis that have been shepherded and helped by the government anyhow. Black separatists. Oh, yeah, the streets are full of black separatists out there. KKK, Christian identity, and white nationalist. But in the same column, they have right-wing extremists. Now, folks, get a load of what a right-wing extremist is, according to the FBI terrorism anti-terrorism task force. Let me get this out. As far as domestic terrorism go, you may be a domestic terrorist, or if you're a defender of the U.S. Constitution against federal government and UN, well, corrupt federal government, let's put that caveat, or groups or individuals engaged in paramilitary training. Well, we have the unorganized militia in this country. We have since the founding of this nation, but somehow, being just a gun owner, okay, being a gun owner, you can be classified as being one of these paramilitary, beer-swilling, one tooth in your face, whacked-out extremist, disenfranchised, just want to go shoot 'em up cowboy against anything wearing a badge. That's their idea. Also, if you claim that driving is a right and not a privilege, or if you attempt to police the police, or any other motivation that you have, that you're trying to point out something's wrong and you can read the law and try to use it against them, you're a domestic terrorist. Folks, understand this, that the system is fighting back because they have been caught, much as what they're doing to Eric Schein here today. Tell you what, let's take a couple of phone calls here, and then we'll continue with the information. I just want people to understand what they're doing to this guy right here. Now, they can't specify charges against you. I'm sure that they would love to call you a terrorist. Eric, I'm sure that they would love to say, you know, this guy, God, he's anti-government. His cheese has slid off his crackers. He's gone bonkers, and we're afraid he's going to turn into some terrorist.
Well, that's what they – can I interject real quick, interject on that?
Sure.
What they're trying to do is they keep it open, non-specific charges, whatever, and then they keep the pressure on me and play all these games and put out wanted posters and prosecute me for trumped-up charges, seize medical records, falsify medical records, seize my car, block me from access to the courts. That would make most people go postal. And they continue, and they can't figure out why they haven't got me to go postal yet. Because I know the game plan and I understand.
Well,
they want you
to prove exactly what they're saying that you are, but you're not going there.
Well, I'm trying real hard.
I understand.
But what they're trying to do is also keep this open ended as much as possible, and then push me into the situation. Like even now, they're trying to do in bankruptcy court, where they've trumped up charges of perjury on me, on making a false statement on a statement that was never made. You know, there was no venue statement made in bankruptcy court because of incompetent counsel, again. And the appointed trustee tries to come forward and solicit information from me, doesn't tell me that I'm being, quote-unquote, examined, where I'm supposed to get immunity and stuff. And she tries to ask a few directed questions, get it on the record, and then files a motion against me saying that I'm making false statements as to venue of where the thing is actually filed, so that they can either scare me out of bankruptcy court or somehow prosecute me for perjury or something.
Now, this is in front of the Honorable Perlin N. or L. McKenna. And in yes. What court was this in?
Well, that was Department of Homeland Security, which is where the United States of America Department of Homeland Security, Department of Transportation, U.S. Coast Guard, and others, even the union and employers, because they chose my counsel, and even though they were valid defendants already in federal district court, brought the charges against me for medical mental incompetence and or, quote-unquote, being depressed. And what they try to do is they try to get you to violate your Fifth Amendment rights, not only to due process but against self-incrimination. And they try to bring these kind of bogus charges on you, fit-for-duty examinations, and then force you under an unlawful psychological examination. And then it's unrecorded. They don't know what happened. And the doctor makes something up and says, oh, he's a lefty liberal. He's crazy, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Even if you're a Republican, like, you know, I have been.
It doesn't matter. Let's go to the phones here. Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff. Jeff, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Now, as far as what you're talking about, that's actually very scary that the government could actually, you know, label you as a terrorist if you confront your congressman.
If you're not concerned about this, then you ain't paying attention. If this doesn't rock you to the core of your soul,
oh,
listening audience out there, then you're asleep, or maybe you're burned out because you've heard too much.
Well, real quick on that, Jeff, yeah. To your point,
yeah.
It is, I contacted Congressman Duncan Hunter's office. He's head of the Armed Services Committee, total war hawk, and I know he's making money off of this war political influence, whatever you want to call it. He's deeply involved in this. Within 7 to 10 days of contacting his office and Admiral Loy, who was the former U.S. Coast Guard commandant at the time, and moved into the Transportation Security Administration, which used to be the Transportation Safety Administration, once he retired as commandant, and also to the Secretary of Transportation, Norm Mineta, which I have a statutory right to do under the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, and other laws, they brought the charges against me within about 7 days. Since then, I actually got to the Commerce Committee, the 23 senators on the Commerce Committee, made contact with them, and the Coast Guard has a liaison on the Commerce Committee. He blocked, told the Coast Guard what was going on. This federal administrative law judge comes out with a 56-page order without a doctor, without due process or a hearing, saying that I'm medically, mentally incompetent.
All right, hold that thought. We got to take the break. We'll be right back.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ache. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org or call 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
back. Had a little emergency there on the way back to the broadcast room. Jeff in Massachusetts, go ahead.
Yes, I have a contribution to make, which is the congressional. These are 45 current communist goals that appeared in the congressional record January 10th, 1963, and these were from the Naked Communists by Cleon Scholson, who is a 16-year veteran of the FBI.
You're not going to read them all, are you?
Oh, no, of course not.
But, because we call those the finer points of the Communist Manifesto. Yeah, Mr. Scholson did put that out, and he did enter that into congressional record, and there have been many politicians. If you go through the congressional records, there have been many comments that have been made about that. And yeah. But that doesn't affect these people up there because it's next day's business, and we've got to move on.
Can I say a comment real quick?
Sure.
On that point? With what's going on with me, it's even scarier, and it's something just came up with. I don't know if you've heard what's going on with. It's related to delay and all this other stuff and Indian gaming and a bunch of different tribes. I think it was on Nightline or one of those shows. Can I say those names on here?
Well,
those aren't curse words or anything on.
Well, they're evil individuals that mind control people, but we look at that as
good information
as exposure.
It was Abramoff, he's a corporate lobbyist and whatever. He's actually up on charges now for ethics violations and criminal activity and stuff. He was before Congress. And what he was doing, he had set up a scam with the Indians to provide them insurance, and then what he was doing was collecting their death benefits. And the same thing is going on with the military right now. It went on in Vietnam where they were insuring soldiers $100,000. They're doing it with the soldiers in Iraq. They've been trying to pass a bill. I'm not sure if it got through or not. I think it did, for $250,000 per soldier. We as federal maritime officers, myself, we have enormous death benefits, just like railroad employees and others. And what they're doing is they've set up this enormous scam to where a lot of people in the know are collecting the death benefits of federal officers and military and others and putting it in their own pocket.
Wow. That is sick.
Yeah, well, that's, the people who are, quote-unquote, representing you.
Oh, boy. Well, they're not representing us, that's for sure. They're representing themselves. But the reason why I mentioned the Naked Communist is because in one of the points it talks about dominating the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. Like one of the things I like to do is write letters to my politicians if something big comes up, or call up a lot of talk shows. What if they put the clamps on free speech? I could be considered a dissident.
No, you could be classified as being a domestic terrorist.
Oh, that's
not a dissident.
Or
I mean,
anything else.
A dissident, let's use the correct terms here, because a dissident is one of those people that would dissent.
Yeah.
And we had a right to do that in this country, but not anymore. Hey, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
800-313-9443. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up for you international shortwave listeners. You can find that on your SW dial at 7.466. Or 6.5, or 6.4, or 6.7, depending on where you're at in the country. Give it a try. But the frequency is 7466. My guest, going into the next hour, we'll take your phone calls also with Eric Schein. We'll take the break here, come back in just a few moments for the second hour of the National Intel Report.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
RVN.com.